I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. This week I'm joined by maths legend Shanita Stevenson. Mate, I've read an article really recently because like you now are like you're a columnist for OK, aren't
yeah.
you? Love that for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm very like, what the hell? I feel like I live someone else's life sometimes.
So well deserved, mate. Honestly, like you. voice of the people. I love reading what you've got to say. But I couldn't believe it when you said, because I just thought one of the perks, obviously, of doing something like maths or Don't Tell the Bride or whatever, is that you actually get a budget for this wedding and everything's taken care of and it's very fancy and you can just do what you want. But it's not the case, is it?
No, so you get a set budget for your wedding dress. You'd think you'd just go like choose, and but it's a set budget. So the
can
bride
you
ta- and the
can
groom,
you tell her how much it is?
1,200. I think it was 1,200.
Do you know what? Right, it Which, doesn't go far.
It's a lot
far.
Of money in a pot. Don't get me wrong. When you go into wedding dress shops, that is nothing. Like literally, go you far. Go to and the thing made me laugh. Because obviously I've never got married. I was like, how long do you need to get a wedding dress? And he was like, you should at like the very least 8 months prior. And I was like, got 3 weeks. Great. So I had to go get one like that was obviously off the peg. I went to Wed to Be, which is really handy if anyone needs a last minute wedding dress because they've got beautiful ones.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that morning, mine had come in. The day before, no one really wanted to try it because of the way it looked, because it looked on the hanger. We called it the hoe dress, right? As a joke, because I was trying on all these very, like, you know, la-di-da dresses.
Princessy.
Yeah. And then this one on the hanger looked like here was really, like, see-through. So Harriet, once again, you should try this one on. I was like, no, like, oh, God. So we joked and called it the hoe dress.
Harriet would be great on a night out.
Oh, Harriet is great on a night out. Believe me, she's wild. So then I put it on. And then I was like, oh, actually. And then they were like, oh, yeah. And then
all of a sudden,
because I went with like my friend Shannon as well, went with them too. And they were like getting emotional and they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, dress it is then. It was meant for me. And so what I say about that, because obviously you've got to think of your bridesmaids and stuff as well. So you end up probably putting in a bit yourself, especially if you want a different dress, because dresses are so expensive, wedding dresses are. And it's not just getting the wedding dress, it's the alterations.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even think, like, you know, when I got my dress, I'm thinking, oh, now I've got to get someone to alter it. When I was buying it, the woman was like, oh, this is a number for a woman that you can get it altered. And I was like, great. And let's face it, they're not cheap either. So you just get a budget and then the grooms get a lot less.
Right.
They get under a grand. Was that 800? I can't remember. I think that was 800. Zoe did well because she got the bride budget.
And obviously, yes.
she got the bride budget, so she was buzzing. But then other than that, it's all out of your hands. So your wedding's obviously planned, the decor, everything where you're going to be married. To the point, they wouldn't even tell me the colour coordination of everything, because obviously I'm thinking, well, the bridesmaids need to match with what the venue's going to look like.
Yeah, of course.
And they wouldn't even tell me that. And luckily I chose a colour that matched.
Yeah.
So, no, I think in the end I was like, right, I'm going to go with sage green. Is that going to be cool? And then they were like, yeah.
Sage green's lovely though. My mate just had us in that for her wedding back in May, and it was
such a beautiful colour. Sorry.
If my pal hadn't already done it, I would be looking at sage, I think.
It's
for
so mates. Nice. There's something really so nice about it. And green's one of my favourite colours. So.
Yeah. I like olive as well.
Yeah, that's
like depending on your venue, that can look really nice.
Yeah.
So God, mate, I'm a control freak, and like every element of my wedding, like we've got a planner, but I have to be completely across it, you know? So this would absolutely kill me. Did you love that side of things, like sort of relinquishing control and just being like, it is what it is, I'm going to have a lovely day, or were you tearing your hair out?
You know what? I think I just put my trust in. I was clearly better. I was a lot more trusting before this process than after, I tell you that. So I was just like, right, because it's mass. I've seen the weddings before. They're absolutely beautiful. It's going to be nice. And they do give you a booklet, sorry. So you get like this little booklet, and in it, so the grooms have theirs, and it shows you some examples of like hair accessories that you might want, what hairstyle you might like, your bouquet, pictures of like wedding decor, and then table decorations, and your what's it called, the little presents you give to people,
like favors.
Yeah, favors, that's it. So you choose your preferences, and then they obviously get your partners what they've chose, and I think they combine the two. Funny enough, I think me and Jordan actually chose quite similar things, which was handy. And I must admit, I absolutely loved the way they did the decoration for my wedding. I was gassed that I was in the chapel, because to me that was the best place. And not to, you know, be fingy, but mine and Jordan's wedding was the best, like the way it looked aesthetically. No offense, guys, but it was like we had the chapel, and then we also got this other room, which was like a beautiful like glass room where some people had have actually got married in there. So we got like the best of both, and the amount of flowers, and just the chapel was honestly so beautiful, and that venue is just jaw-dropping. And that I was just like, oh God, like,
and do you know what, mate, listening to you talk, it breaks me heart that this didn't work out, because it sounds it sounds as though like you were so invested and it was such a beautiful day. What was the moment, because obviously your series has been out for a long time, we all know you and Jordan did not stay married. What was the moment where you were like, I don't know if this is going to work?
When Jordan decided we'd had a bit of a tiff, and it's after dinner party, we'd been drinking, and he'd got quite drunk. And then I think, because I knew that things might escalate between like Tom and April, because people were just bitching, I was quite worried, and I'm very much like, you come as a package and you stand for each other. So I'd said like, maybe drink a bit less, or just because we don't know what we're going into. Not that I'm controlling, I was just like advising maybe we shouldn't drink as much, and that, and we'd had a tiff and got a bit drunk, and then he fucked off for 2 days,
just went on the missing list.
Just didn't speak to me. Because we had little burner phones. I know that sounds so like, yeah, I think street to say the burner phones to me. That's how I grew up, guys, all right?
I've watched Top Boy. I can say that too. They're
So we had them. I had like messaged him a really nice message. I'd actually planned to do like steak, chimichurri, everything, like really nice dinner for him. And just like as like a peacemaker, and to show like I am in this, and just because we have a tiff, it doesn't mean it's the end or stuff. And he just didn't speak to me for 2 days straight, and left me in the apartment. And I admit, I felt so isolated, so alone. It was really, really difficult for me. And I felt like he weren't hearing me, but I had to hear him. And it was just a really hurtful time. And, you know, he probably will say that about that time in regards to me. He's obviously been upset. So what made it was that morning, the morning, come the first night, it was the commitment ceremony filming. And I was like, right, you know what? I am not going to that commitment ceremony if I've not seen my husband. There's no way in hell I'm going there and I've not spoke to him at all. So he comes in that morning and just starts talking to me about how he hates his haircut.
No, like nothing had happened.
Oh, just shit. Going, I'm like this, like. Like, yeah.
I'm going to chin you.
I'm like, are you for real? I've been sat crying, like, upset, like, you know.
Yeah.
And you want to tell me how shit your haircut is. And I was just like, oh, that made me think, I thought, does he not really care about my feelings? Like, is this just about Jordan? And because I did feel I gave more than probably I should have in terms of, I don't know, like, maybe a bit softer than I should have been at times. And like, it was more about Jordan's needs than my own, which I have been, you know, a sucker for in the past. So, and I can be like that. So I think with that, that was the first bit, but then we come over that, and I kind of, you know, stupidly overlooked it and thought, right, okay, cool, we'll get back on track. And we did. But I think with us is the communication. I'm very deep, communicate. If there's an issue, tell me there and then, where he'd let it fester. And all of a sudden, I've done this. And I'm like, whoa, what? Yeah. And it was very much misunderstanding. Whereas I said to him, which I think he found naggy, but I wasn't naggy. I was just like, oh, in my mind, we're two complete strangers. You don't know me. I don't know you. So if something irritates me or upsets me or don't like, I'll just say, oh, when you do this, or like, we could do this. Because that's me thinking we're learning each other. And I kind of expected that from him. Like, don't get me wrong, in my vows, I said, like, I will challenge you, but I expect to be challenged back. I pretty much laid myself down in them vows, so I should have took note. But we just had different perspectives. He'll see it as Nagy. I'm seeing it as communicating, learning about each other so that we can get strong going forward. And then I think it was like the home stays and stuff. You know, there was a dinner party after that, and then he was just like randomly out of nowhere. Bearing in mind, in the mixer, he told everybody that I was the missing piece, and he'd really, you know, saw a future in me, this, that, and the other, all of this in the mixer, get to the dinner party, I'm halfway through my steak, and then he's like, yeah, so I've made a promise to myself that I won't move in with anyone if I don't love them and all of this. And I'm like, beg your pardon, what? And it was the way he said it, it told me he's not in it.
Did it just feel like it was coming from left field as well, considering everything he'd been saying before? Yeah, like a pot of one in.
Some had just switched to me, and I think they're seeing I'm like my boxers and stuff. And I was just like, I was fuming. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I've gone from the mix away, telling everyone this, that, and the other. Now I'm trying to enjoy my steak, and I love steak, and you're ruining it, giving me a bad taste in my mouth. Because now all of a sudden, you don't know if you want to move in with me, and you've made a pact with yourself about love and this, that, and the other. And it just did not sit right. Some it just didn't feel
did good. It not and, ring true?
Yeah, and that's when I thought he's gonna fuck off. I'll be honest. I thought something popped in my head, and I suppose again, stupid Shanita, but I squished it at that moment. Remember, I thought he's gonna run off. He's not in this for the long term. He's gonna go, and you know, had that conversation. Went on the commitment, you know, the commitment ceremony and stuff. And again, I thought, okay, like, we've just had that blip. Maybe I'm misunderstood. Maybe he's not articulated himself well, or, you know, and fair enough, actually, if he's trying to be honest with me about his feelings, that's what I have asked for. So it's like loads of different thoughts going through your head and you're trying to process it all. Still, you've only known this person a short time. So, and then we got good again. And then we did the final vows, and I was like, yeah, like from final vows, I literally went to his house to stay over for a few days. It was cute, like it was really nice. But then obviously he wasn't making the effort when we was at the experiment. It felt like it was very much me pushing to see each other. Then he finished it on FaceTime. He's like, fine, don't want to be with you then. And I was just like, okay, cool. And I was upset, and it's hard. I think I probably should have seen more red flags along the way, but I'll be honest with you. When you go into that experiment for the right reasons, and I feel like people sacrifice to go on that show, I think you do overlook certain stuff because you feel like you've put so much into it. You do not want it to fail. You don't want to look like
you don't want everybody else to be, you don't want everyone else to be right as well. You know, because there's so many naysayers, isn't there?
Yeah, like you think, I'm going to do this. I really thought this would work out, especially when I've gone through such a great journey and it's like, bam, gone to crap. And you do really want it to work out. I wanted that when I wanted that relationship. I wanted finally to just have cute things and do nice things together, have that support. And it was just really, really crap. And then we did, when the show come back on, it dragged up a lot of feelings. You know, watching your wedding back, it's emotional. And mm-hmm. you think of all the good times, you think of the honeymoon. Our honeymoon was amazing. And it did drag a lot of emotions up. And we went to Zoe and Jenna's watch party and got together. He come back to mine and like stayed like 2 days and that.
So there obviously was something there, Shan.
Yeah, but you know what? It's hard because what I did miss there is, you know, when I watched the show, so it is in line. So we're kind of chatting and stuff, but it's still not from his side fully there. I think I'm wrong. He can be so sweet and he can be really romantic and he can be really cute and supportive. But at the same time, he can also be very selfish and think about himself and a bit immature. So we clash there.
Sort of man.
Yeah. Like I very much know myself and I felt like Jordan was still at a different place in his life than I was mine. And then watching the show back and I saw the homestays and when he went and, you know, sorry, I saw the bit where just before Final Vows, when we come home and we speak to our friends and family about stuff and he's speaking to his mum. And I'll admit that episode hurt so much. The way he was speaking about me to his mum, I thought, why would you speak about me like that? Because when I spoke about Jordan on mine, I'm very fair in what I say. It's like, it's always like good to have a shit sandwich, isn't it?
The
bad, the good.
Yeah.
And with him, I was like, okay, yeah, he's immature. He never puts my feelings or needs first. It's always about him and what he wants. And I said X, Y, and Z. I said, however, this, all these good things, like I've just said before. And I balanced it. Get to his, oh my gosh, you would think I was, I don't know.
What was he saying?
Like, just the way he spoke about me, can't remember now. What was he saying? It was just like, he had the audacity to say that he felt like he walked on eggshells at that time. And I thought, are you for real? I thought, oh my gosh. And it was just really negative. And it made me feel shit about myself because I just thought, you've lived with me. I do so much. I go out my way and to show you that I care and, you know, this is me and I'm not perfect. Don't get me wrong. I can be Mardy. Things upset me. If I'm on period, Mardy even more so. Like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But I own it and I will take accountability. And you've just literally not even thrown me under the bus, thrown me under the train, right? And it hurt. It really upset me to watch it because he absolutely annihilated me. And I thought, how... And to be honest, I thought, why did you come to Final Vows? I did think that. And then when obviously it ended after, I just thought, I may as well not have gone. I may as well have saved myself, you know, the pain and the suffering and just gone there. But you don't know till you watch, obviously, certain stuff. And then I just got annoyed with the Christmas special because obviously it was pushed on me with Jordan about our story. That's Christmas special is basically revolving around our story and if we were to get like back together and the way in which like Nikita came in and the way she was really aggressive and the way she came in, like when she dragged a chair to sit next to Jordan and stuff like that. Yeah, that didn't get aired. She came in, got her chair from where she was actually meant to sit, dragged it and sat next to Jordan. And it was very much like, oh yeah, me and Jordan. And it just didn't, it seemed weird. And I was like, what conversations have these two been having where she thinks she can just come in and treat me like this? You don't know me and you're speaking about me like this. And, oh, me and Jordan, yeah, love you, Jordan. It was a lot. And then obviously it blew up. Then Jordan's like, I don't even know her. I don't really speak to her. And then I'm like, well, what the hell is this then? She's coming on like your best friend. You're like, don't really chat to her. I'm not about this. So I just, oh God, but it did hurt me because when we sat there and he gave me this box and had all these nice things that he appreciated about me, I tell you now that hurt. It was painful because I thought, these are all the things that you've seen from the get-go. And only now you're saying that you appreciate it, but you've hurt me too much. Like, for you to finish me on FaceTime and say you didn't get what you wanted from the experiment or whatever, that's painful. And it really, and I think, to be honest, that Christmas special really impacted my mental health. My mental health went down after that. I was in a really dark, bad place for a while. So that relationship has definitely had its toll on me, more so than you'd think. And I get people were like, well, you hardly knew each other. But when you are in that bubble and you're in that experiment, week seems way longer. Yeah, it really, you know how Love Islanders say it all the time? A week is not a week in them environments, because you're together all the time, 24/7, doing X, Y, and Z. And it's heartbreaking. And we don't speak now. And I'll be honest, that upsets me a lot. I mean, he blocked me. So,
Sorry.
It is what it is. Like, you know, people come in and out your life, don't they? Maybe Jordan, I think I've taught him a few things, and I think we've taught each other a few things, and there's a reason why I was put together. And I think one day we might speak again. We'll have that conversation. And I think it's maybe we have both just needed the time to heal, because I do understand that Mass had a massive impact on Jordan also, because of the way it was obviously handled and ended, and people didn't really appreciate it. And people did question his authenticity and thought he was fake, because at times, yeah, you did. And at one point, I did question it. I did. After that Christmas special, I questioned whether he was genuine and if he was just saying stuff for the cameras. Because off camera, you're not showing me all of this, but on camera, you're saying all these amazing things, but you don't say this off. So I went through that also. So, yeah, it's sad. But, you know, like I always say when I speak about him, I wish him all the very best. And when that time comes, we have that conversation, I'm here for it, and hope he is too, because we've gone through once in a lifetime opportunity, and only me and him fully know our journey together. So that's something that's going to be important to me forever. So, yeah. He's the person I've married, for God's sake.
I know.
Someone proposes to me now. Jesus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
God, I haven't done this experiment, obviously, but I've had some failed relationships. I've had things that didn't work out and stuff like that. And like, it's a hard lesson to learn, but unfortunately, sometimes people aren't brought in your life to be great love affairs, or like, they're, you know, the loves of your life. They're brought in to teach you a lesson. And I'm sure, like, being with Jordan, doing maths, this whole experiment, it has taught you something about yourself, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm sorry that there was some dark moments, but it has made you super definitely tough and super strong.
Yeah.
If you knew anybody else who was going into this experiment, would you tell them, or do it, go for it? Or would you be hesitant? What would your advice be?
If people ask me, I say, yeah, apply, but it's not for the faint-hearted. It will challenge you in so many more ways than you would even imagine. Because when I went in, I thought I was quite headstrong. I knew myself fully. within a week in there, it made me question everything about myself and get in my head. And people can be toxic, and people are in there to, if they feel a type of way or they're jealous or this, that, and the other, they will impact on you. So I would say, if that's what something that you want to do, do it. Be prepared though for the scrutiny, the exposure, the vulnerability. And also say, if you're going to do it, please do it for the right reasons. You know, be your authentic self. Give it your all, because at the end of the day, you did sign up to it. You know what you're signing up for. If it's a if you're not looking for a marriage, don't fucking go on it. Do you know what I mean?
Good,
just don't.
Good advice. There's other shows out there you can do, like maths is follow up. No, I get that, babe. It's good.
So, and I think like with this series, it's a bit of a harder watch this year, because I'm like, you're clearly not here for marriage.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you about this series, because obviously you've got your column in OK, so you're a fan, you're watching it, you're doing it for work. Is there anybody where you're watching and you think you two guys could go the distance?
Tasha and Paul, I do feel that they're doing really, really well. Luke and Jay could, but I don't know. I don't know if like they get to know each other and because I don't put hopes fully on anyone now after my own experience. I've been going well now. Who knows what next week will bring?
Yeah, once bitten, twice shy, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know who I really do like? Roz and Tom. I feel like I'm hoping they're going to be the underdogs, because they've come on this really awkward journey. Uh-huh. Like coming together, I'm like, please work out. I think it's obvious to see who's not going to work out. But yeah, they're like the three couples that I'm like, yeah, go on.
And do you think your work?
Oh, wait, like, and Erica and Jordan. Oh, I do like Erica and Jordan too.
Oh, she likes them all.
They're the four. Okay, geez, yeah, right.
Do you think your work as a social worker, Shan, helps you be able to spot certain things that potentially others can't see? I know you've been quite vocal about Brad and Shona.
Yeah, it's funny, because you know, in my series with the George and April thing, it wasn't until we watched it back that you saw elements, and obviously you're not there all the time. And when I watched it, I was like, whoa. But when you're in it, people show different sides. So then, and I don't know about this cast, but they obviously, I mean, it's been a lot more open with Brad and Shona this series, but certain things you don't see until you watch it back. But yeah, I think not even just a social worker, my own experiences, watching their relationship from the get, I was like, this isn't healthy. This is very, very unhealthy. So I think it does at times allow me, and like with the charity work I do, and like I said, with the experiences I've had in my own life, sometimes you do think, yeah, I can spot that, and you do say stuff. But it's hard as well, because, you know, Shona and Brad, they're on their own journey. They've been on their journey. I need to catch up on last night's. They're on their own journey, and he has been too much. He has been far too much, to say the least. And I think it's been good, actually, not good for Shona or Brad, but what I mean is in educating people. Maths is a big show. A lot of people watch it, wide range of ages, and actually it's been good so that it can be highlighted so publicly, and give women and men too knowledge to identify these issues of gaslighting, love bombing, control, coercion. These kind of things being brought up into discussion, because it has had such discussion around it. Yeah. And you can speak to your girl mates, and it probably allows some people to actually approach their mate better with the situation, like how Laura spoke to Shona. I'm all here for that. Like, fair play to her. We all need that friend that's going to say, look, this is the situation.
Yeah, totally. These really like important, difficult subjects, it's bringing the mainstream, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it's really important, definitely.
Brad spoke out and said, like, you know, I was never in love, it was more lust, and I think the intensity of the show clouded me judgment. And like, listen, I'm not defending anybody here. Yeah. My heart went out to Shona, but I can see how you can get caught up in stuff. Can you?
Oh, definitely. I can see how you get caught up in that. Like I said, like the honeymoon's romantic, everything's put for romance.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like everyone has their own experience and everyone feels love differently. For them to run and say, we're in love, that's like there's a difference to love someone, and there's a difference in being in love. Yeah. Like there is very much different. And I felt like they just went too headstrong too quick. And part of it looked a bit like from when they were talking that it's because they wanted to be seen as like the favorite couple as well. And there was other factors which shouldn't have taken place. So it's been a very interesting relationship to watch. And I think it has been very good in the sense of other people getting that recognition of what a healthy relationship is and letting them see the red flags and being able to protect themselves. And yeah, you know what, Brad? It's hard because we only see so much of the edit. And Brad might be a lovely man. That's like, I don't know him. You can only go off the edit, which makes it difficult. But then to now be like, oh, I was never in love, that's a bit of kicking the teeth again to Shona, isn't it? And it's hard because it's just like invalidating everything then that she felt and their journey and process together. So I really feel for her. I feel for them both. I feel more for Shona, not gonna lie. But I do feel for Brad because he must have had a lot of stick and a lot of backlash, and that's hard for anyone to deal with their mental health, regardless, you know, of what they've done. But yeah, I think Shona, it must have been difficult. And then to have to relive it all and watch it, and then everyone to have their opinion. And, you know, and I did say initially when I didn't see it as, when we hadn't seen it played out as much, I was like, please wake up, Shona, please see, like, what's happening. And then as it's gone on,
she did seem like she loved.
Oh, you do. And like I said, I put my hands up. I've probably made them red flags a bit more orange and pink when they should
looking have been real burgundy from over here.
Red, what? I don't see that in my color palette. Literally, I can hold my hands up. So I do empathize. I've been there. I've had abusive relationships in the past. So I do. My heart goes out to her, and it is easy to be an outsider looking in. But I think this mass is drawing up a lot of worldwide kind of issues, and you know, you've got Ella from the trans community, and she's speaking out about that. See her relationship with Nathaniel, and then it's just a lot, like JJ and Bianca. JJ is clearly not interested in Bianca. Like, how do you approach that? We've all like, it's just everything is being addressed, and it's good to talk about these things. Definitely,
it's drama central, mate.
Honestly, oh, of course, it's mass. Come on now.
I've got so much I need to catch up on, right? Babe, it's been such a pleasure having you on the podcast, Shan. Yes, I could talk to you all day.
I know, absolutely loved this. I knew I would, but I've loved it even more.
I'm so pleased. Are those little ear holes really bothering you?
Bing, bing.
I can see your little pods popping out all the time. I will let you go. I know you're busy. I just want to ask before you go, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our lovely guests to give our gorgeous listeners a couple pearls of wisdom. A secret, if you will, something that's helped them get on. Listening to you talk, babe, you're incredibly emotionally intelligent. You're kind, you're smart, you're genuine. But what strikes me the most is your ability to keep an open mind, to try and understand another person, even when they're probably not giving you the same courtesy, you know, which I think is a true gift. And a lot of people, especially in this day and age where we're just so quick to judge and think we're right, rather than try and take a second to understand somebody, I think it's an invaluable skill. So people could learn a lot from that. So I want to know what your secret is to keeping an open mind.
Oh, that is a good one. You know what? I've always been quite open-minded. I think you just have to go with the flow. I've learned the hard way. I used to be a lot more the glass is half empty. I won't lie. I was quite pessimistic going through what I've gone through. And then I just started to like do like self-care, kind of put a more positive outlook on things, even when, you know, shit is hitting the fan, just to find something, a silver lining, because it really makes a difference. So my secret would be, I always try and keep an open mind, even when life is getting you down. And believe me, I understand when life is life and it is hard, but to find the smallest little thing that gives you joy and makes you a little bit happier, that has been my go-to. And it can be something so small, like just going to the shop and getting your favorite chocolate bar. That just that little moment. It's just finding little moments that perk you up a bit and try and have hope, even when it seems like there's no hope. Like, you know, everything that's meant for you will fall into place. And if it's complicated and hard and you have to question it, it's probably not meant for you. So it's kind of like having that in mind. And I think that's helped. And over the last, you know, few years, that's kind of what I've implemented more so. So yeah, try and be open-minded, even if it's difficult. Do little things to cheer yourself up, or do little things for others, because that always makes you feel good too. And yeah, just try and a little positivity where you can.
So lovely to chat to you, Shanita. I honestly wish you every success in the future and good luck in your hunt for the perfect husband.
Thanks. It's getting dire. Thanks for having me there. Absolutely loved it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.